Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on William Cohn. And this is for Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7-6-22, Mr. Cohn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, new paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 7-13-21, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph, impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Gibney. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 7-6-22, Mr. Gibney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-1-22, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph, impression, moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Elizabeth Sweder, S-W-E-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 7-6-22. Mrs. Sweder performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 235 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 90%, period. New paragraph, impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Fred Holbrook. This goes to Dr. Gerard on 7-6-22. Mr. Holbrook performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 349 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 95%, period. New paragraph, impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 7-6-22, Mr. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-22-21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Irene Brooks. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7-6-22, Mrs. Brooks performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 226 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. New paragraph, impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Cagle, C-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 7-6-22, Mr. Cagle performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators or improved effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-27-21, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing improvement. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Kenneth McCain, and this goes to the VA. On 7-6-22, Mr. McCain performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. The patient walked a total of 147 meters in 6 minutes with a pause of 3 minutes needing to rest, period. The saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period, new paragraph, impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.